September 2021, I graduated summa cum laude based on my tutoring and other service efforts while a student. College and prison staff selected me to remain with the college program post-graduation to serve as a graduate assistant and field minister. As a graduate assistant, I teach our writing consultants in a course titled Writing Consultant Training. This course helps specialized training in providing in writing tutoring. Writing Center interns learn to help students become more competent and confident writers by providing critical dialogue and informed feedback. The feedback helps student writers develop the ability to think critically, argue persuasively, and communicate clearly. Also, I teach Foundations in Writing to the incoming freshmen. The Foundations in Writing course provides an introduction to academic writing. Students learn the importance of writing, writing terminology, the writing processes, and the basic writing practices. Also, students receive guidance for adjusting to college life in prison. I created the course curriculum, part of which comes from the writing guide I compiled. In my field minister role here at Nash Correctional, I get to teach Thinking for a Change and Courage for My Life. The Thinking for a Change course is designed to facilitate cognitive behavioral change, meaning learning to think through the possible choices and their consequences. The Courage for My Life course helps people work through trauma, problem emotions, and unhealthy thinking. Also, I do one-on-one counseling and mentoring on coping with problem emotions and living with purpose in prison. Working as a graduate assistant and field minister keeps me intensely busy, and I love it. I love the purpose in the work. I get to help every student who comes through the program, and I get to help others learn, grow, and overcome the challenges of life in prison. Maybe you do not have the opportunity to train dogs or join a higher education in prison program, but every person can find a way to live with purpose. If you can read or write, those tasks can be an avenue to purpose. Reading and writing have been vital in my journey from life without parole to a life of purpose. Reading and writing have been integral in my transformation and have now become a way of life for me. Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, advised, "Every man who knows how to read has it in his power to magnify himself, to multiply the ways in which he exists, to make his life full, significant, and interesting." I started reading while in the jail because I needed a distraction from the immeasurable stress of awaiting trial. I picked up John Grisham's novel, The Brethren, hoping it could distract me for just a little while. Each page turn took my mind further and further away from the claustrophobia-inducing concrete walls. A love of reading quickly sprouted, providing a mental escape from the inescapable confines of that dim jail cell. After that, I devoured book after book. I went through all of the John Grishams, James Patterson, Nelson DeMille, Robert Ludlum, and David Baldacci. Next, I moved on to Jeffrey Archer, Pat Conroy, Nicholas Sparks, and Charles Martin. Then I worked my way through the classics with Les Miserables, Crime and Punishment, Gone with the Wind, Great Expectations, and The Count of Monte Cristo. My love of reading has given me the power to magnify myself. Reading records of history, biographies, and historical fiction taught me about the world, past and present. Self-help books like The Power of Positive Thinking and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People shaped me as a person, molding me into a person defined by values-based character. Reading has multiplied the ways in which I exist. A pile of dog training books guided me in becoming a skilled dog trainer, giving me a labor of love and purpose. John Maxwell's books on leadership and communication equipped me to mentor other trainers on dog training, making the most of time in prison and succeeding despite obstacles. My writing practice started with writing personal letters. Facing years, even decades in prison, I recognized the need for a substantial support system. I committed to writing everyone who sent me a card, letter, book, magazine, money, or any other form of support. If they only signed their name, I would still write a full letter. Even if they did not write for a while, I would keep writing. In high school and college, I despised writing. I always procrastinated until the night before a paper was due. But the pledge to be a valued pen pal developed a habit and then an aptitude for writing. When I looked out of that jail cell window, I thought my purpose severed forever. However, 1,400 books and countless words penned later, reading and writing have helped make my life full, significant, and interesting. Reading and writing have filled my life with purpose. Writing has empowered me to impact others, to influence the narrative about individuals who are incarcerated, and to have a voice in the legal and prison reform communities. I won and placed in a couple of national writing contests for the incarcerated. Numerous people have responded about how my writing impacted them. My writing has been published in two legal journals, and I co-wrote a criminal sentencing reform bill for North Carolina. In 2020, I co-wrote a legislative proposal and bill for North Carolina with Philip Van Smith II that attempts to combat institutional violence and restore a path to freedom for individuals serving life without parole. A year later, we presented the proposal and bill to a national audience through the National Alliance for Higher Education in Prison, which led to the bill's introduction in North Carolina's House of Representatives. Last year, the UNC School of Law's North Carolina Law Review published a revised and expanded version of the proposal and bill. The bill has not passed, but Philip and I will keep working and pushing because we believe in the purpose of the bill, and we believe in our purpose as changed individuals who want to improve our community and society. In May of this year, an article I wrote was published in The Harbinger. The Harbinger is the online-only publication of the NYU Review of Law and Social Change. My article, Prohibiting Young Adult Life Without Parole, Examining Diminished Capacity and Diminished Culpability, uses neurological developmental evidence to argue that the minimum age for eligibility of a life without parole sentence should be 25. Neuroscience tells us that the development of the prefrontal cortex and corresponding executive functions of planning, decision-making, and impulse control does not finish until the mid-20s. The still-developing brain function and capacities in young adults causes a diminished capacity that should result in a diminished criminal culpability. Really, science is just telling us what many of us already know from common sense. Young people do not know and think and act like people that are more mature and older. The U.S. Supreme Court used this same neurocognitive evidence in Miller v. Alabama to determine that automatically sentencing juveniles to life without the possibility of parole is unconstitutional. Staring out that jail cell window 19 years ago, I could not have imagined the life I have today, a life full of purpose and meaning. Living with purpose makes me feel optimistic and empowered. Living with purpose has transformed my existence, filling me with hope and leading to numerous achievements. In prison, still with a sentence of life without parole, I have trained 15 shelter dogs, mentored other dog trainers, worked for a higher education in prison program, compiled a writing guide, taught writing, trained writing consultants, served as founding editor of Ambassadors in Exile, been published in two law journals, drafted reform legislation, won and placed in writing contests, impacted others with my writing, built an instrumental support network, counseled in problematic emotions, mentored on living in prison with purpose, and served as assistant editor of the Nash News, a publication created and produced entirely by the incarcerated. One of my goals is launching Life to Life, a nonprofit dedicated to helping long-term incarcerated individuals during and after incarceration. The mission of Life to Life will be helping long-term incarcerated individuals move from life in prison to a life of person, life of purpose, by supporting them on the path of transformation, opening opportunities for freedom, and facilitating success after release. Wherever you are, whatever challenges you face, I encourage you to live with purpose. You can live with purpose by doing three things. Number one, learning. Number two, helping others. And number three, being a dream chaser. Chris Wilson, author of The Master Plan, a former lifer, made being a lifelong learner a key part of The Master Plan that changed his course and earned his release. I encourage you to spend part of every day learning. Learn to write. Learn Spanish or another foreign language. Learn communication or leadership skills. Learn a vocational trade. Learn and keep learning. Be a lifelong learner. Help someone else. Prison will dehumanize you if you do not work hard to connect with your sense of humanity. Nothing makes us feel more human than giving and helping. Helping others will obviously help them, but even more, it will help you. It will make you feel human. Share a cup of coffee. Help someone learn something you know. Encourage someone going through a hard time. And if you are in prison, volunteer somewhere when you get out. I will volunteer at a local animal shelter, at a church, and with NC Cure. Many in prison talk about volunteering when they get out, but few actually do. Make a plan to volunteer and do it. It will connect you with your community and connect your community with you. There are two types of dreamers. The first type of dreamer does nothing to make their dreams happen, so the dreams vanish like clouds in the sky. The second type of dreamer pursues the dreams through determination and dedication, doing the hard work to make dreams a reality. Pursuing dreams is hard. It takes a struggle. Sometimes the dreams still vanish, but only the dreamer who chases those dreams, willing to pay the cost, ever sees any dream realized. Dream. List your goals. Make a plan to achieve those goals. And work every day to realize your goals and your dreams. Whether you are in prison or not, whether you have a life sentence or get out in a few months, living with purpose largely determines what we make of our lives. Make the most of every day by doing the best you can with what you have right where you are. As a Wolfpack fan, the words of Jimmy B from his legendary ESPY speech are dear to my heart. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. To me, not giving up hinges on how I live each day. Just like Jimmy B, who did not lose when he died from cancer, I will not lose if I never get a release date. Winning entails living life to the fullest every day by making the most of what I have right where I am. Winning requires living with hope and purpose. I want a release date and work diligently to earn an opportunity. But I will not wait until then to live fully. I will not wait until I am released to live with purpose. By living with the values of honesty, integrity, compassion, diversity, and social responsibility, I am able to live a life of purpose even while having a life sentence. I hope my journey from life without parole to a life of purpose has helped you. Thank you for listening to my story. And thanks to Valerie Cartonio for this opportunity. And thanks for everything she does to, as her mission statement says, save lives, restore hope, reduce suffering, and reduce recidivism. I encourage everyone to write to Valerie. Let her know you're listening, and let her know the impact the work she has done through this podcast is having for you. Thank you.